June 24th, 1994. I'm Natalie Peters here with Woodrow Wilson DeVoe.
That's right.
And Mr. DeVoe, start anywhere you'd like with what you remember. How did your family come to Harford County?
Three, four generations back, I can't answer that. As far as I know, they claim to come from France to New York. Then from New York here, but back to, I would say four generations to New York. I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong on that. I think to come to Broadway in New York, I heard a lot of talk about it one time a day.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know any other specifics. Tell me how the area has changed in the time that you lived here. What was it like when you were, your first recollections of Harford County and Pilesville?
Well, I was born and raised down in St. Mary's Church, next towards closer to Pilesville, about 2 miles from Pilesville. And that's almost like everywhere else, there's a lot of changes in it. Building and going on one thing or another.
What was it, what are your recollections of your childhood there?
Well, I went to school in the fifth grade, last chance school, going towards Pilesville, next to St. Mary's Church. And what, five, got 5 grade. World War II broke out, I was living up here. I went to work at Edgewood. I was at Edgewood 6 years and 2 days, doing the military secrets. I got in the gas station business down next to North Harford High School.
You worked at the Edgewood military base, you're saying?
Yes.
And what year was that about?
I went down in 42. I left out there 6 years, 6 years and 2 days.
And how old were you about then?
I'm about 22. We'll see. About 25, long in there. Stayed there 6 years. And I left there, and I come down next North Harvard High School and run a gas station there. There 6 years and 2 days. And I come up here and built part of this building here.
This fire station?
Yeah, this end of it. And a fire station in there, gas station in there, in there 26 years. But all these houses, wasn't no house here. That's why I have the only one there. These all have been built since. And a lot of houses back in through here you can't see now. When these leaves are off, you can look out anywhere and see lights in these woods, but you can't see them now. All kinds of buildings went on.
What do you remember about your first school, the one you went to for the first 5 grades? Was that a one-room schoolhouse?
Yeah, one room. Last chance.
Last chance. Why was it called that? Do you know?
Yeah. Now, I was told, my grandfather told me, that he built the schoolhouse, $800. And they made him direct, had three directors of the school. And Milton Wright, you remember?
See Milton Wright?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he was head out and they had a meeting in Bel Air to name the school. And had two meetings and they couldn't agree on the name. And they had the third meeting, he called them in and said, "This, we have to name the school today, this is our last chance." That's what we'll call it.
Uh-huh.
That got his name last chance.
Okay.
And I went there in fifth grade.
And what was your grandfather's name?
Grafton DeVoe. He was a cabinet maker and undertaker. And he did a lot of building work for him, houses and barns. But his main job was undertaking and cabinet work.
What do you remember about that school?
Well, it was all right. It was a right good sized class there. The teacher, Sarah, went to school with Sarah Webster for a good while. Mary Trinkle. She comes from down in your country somewhere, out around Dublin, I believe. But she married a fella, a relation of mine. They're both dead and going now. And she teached there a while. And then I went to Mary Webster. She had a sister, I believe, her name was Claire. Then I went with Sarah Webster. She was more Bushy Corner. Elizabeth Webster. With four girls in there, and all of them school teachers in the Webster family, another family of Websters, all teach school.
Did you used to walk to school?
Yeah, I had to walk. When those school buses then. I had to walk. Take about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And how long was the walk?
Oh, I'd say about a mile. Not one of them things.
Did you live on a farm?
Yeah, I had a farm there. Farm near Sugarworth Falls. You ever tell Sugarworth Falls?
No. No, what is it again? Say it again.
Kilgore's Falls.
Kilgore's Falls.
It's a big waterfall down over. I can show you a picture if you want to see it.
Yeah, maybe on the way out. Yeah.
Yeah, the state has bought that, state park. They have bought a lot of land up through there.
What water body is it on? What creek or?
You crossed over. Fallen Branch.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Fallen Branch. You crossed over.
Yeah, okay.
Down the road about 2 miles.
Okay.
On the left, on the way too, a lot of history on that branch, a lot of history. That's one you haven't heard about. Everybody else has heard all about it. They come in there. When I was a boy, I was born and raised on it, right next to that. And when the road went down past the house, and on a Friday evening, the train come from Baltimore, New York, but it's not anymore. And wasn't many automobiles, way back a lot of people would die. Maybe see a couple cars a day, that's about it. And they'd come up there from Baltimore on the 4 o'clock train and walk from Powellsville to Waterfall Friday night, and they'd stay there Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday they'd walk back to Powellsville and catch a train to Baltimore.
Was there a campground of some kind, or?
Oh, yeah, it was farmed to about 100 acres of land. I'm thinking 100 acres, I might be wrong on that. But very well close to it. And they'd come there. This falls, water dropped about 20 some feet down over that. State Forest Ranger told me that the next highest fall was over in Garrett County. Now, I believe he said that falls over 2 foot higher, this water where the water falls down. And one needs to get a good bath. Didn't need no soap rag, it beat the dirt off. But going there a day like today, come out of there, sure, really cool. And there's a lot of history on that. There's up and down sawmill, cider mill, flour mill, wheat mill, a lot of history.
Can you tell me about some of that history?
Well, I never seen this before my time, but I know what my father showed me where it was at. It was the waterfall down over, was a mill there, grain mill, sawmill, up and down sawmill. You ever see a sawmill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this went up like that, what you seen on the right. Well, this went up and down. Up and down sawmill there. And my father told me they built a tobacco shed on the farm at home next to doing it. And they hauled a log down there, and Phil Gores would put that on and set it. It took 2 hours to get through the log. Then they come back and set it for another board. Then there was a feed mill there. Feed mill, cider mill, and sawmill, up and down sawmill. And then on up this way, you cross right by the tan yard where they made leather. That's on Fallen Branch, above the falls. Mm-hmm. On Fallen Branch, above the falls. It joined Flora Wiley's place, her home place. She used to write a lot of history back then, too. She had a lot of stuff like that.
And her name was, again?
Flora Wiley.
Flora Wiley?
Yeah, okay. Didn't you tell me you were talking?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, you told me you were talking.
Yeah, she's the one who recommended you as a living treasure, right?
Yeah, I know her. She's been going out for it.
Oh.
Yeah, and then on her butt, well, now their farm, she lived right above it, and her father's farm joined this Fallen Branch Salt Mother's. But then there was another mill right at her place, and above that, about a mile, was another mill. Up above it, there were four mills right in there. They made leathers, tan yard, and on downward, dumped into Deer Creek. They made what they call a water tank. I'll try to explain that to you. I only seen one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make them in water tanks in barrel stays. And this water tank was made for a house. Well, there wasn't no electric back in time, and they pumped the water out of a well with a gasoline engine, what they call a pump jack, and went around like that. They pumped the water up in this tank in the attic, then they had drained down the kitchen, zinc in the kitchen, bathroom, one thing or another. I seen one, and I don't wish to own the house, not because it is, it's down to 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And you come through, cross road down there for 3 or 4 miles. Mm-hmm. Big house up there, left it, was up in there. I don't wish to own up at Fulham, but the old man built that house. He had his water tank put up in the attic, had to be in the attic to get water down there.
Because it worked on gravity.
Gravity feed, it worked down to the bathroom, the kitchen, and everything. But well, I don't know if I saw it, but they made them down, but I don't think they made that one for, it's been gone. It's been out there for a good while.
What else can you tell me about Pilesville, the old days?
In Pilesville, when I was a small boy, there's a lot of business in Pilesville, none there now. There was a Cannon House, a big creamy Western Marinberry had one there, and a big store, in fact with two stores, a big store, and across from the store was a Ford place. Marshall Leach had a Ford garage. I sold Ford cars back Model T days. It's gone, the store is gone, and across from the Marshall Leach garage, right across the road like that, was a big mill there. It's gone. Big store, blacksmith shop, they're all, nothing there anymore at all. Same rig business place, but they're all gone out of there. Nothing there anymore. In fact, about a half mile out of Pilesville is a store, and Halsey's has that now. And it's been there for a long time. I think their parents had it. They passed away, and boys had remodeled the store and opened it up.
What do you remember about being a young person in that area? And a child.
Well, wasn't much to remember. I tell you, it only rode up there and went to school learning.
Did you work on the farm?
Yeah, I worked on the farm.
What were your responsibilities there?
Well, cooking jobs, milk cows, cut the wood, had to cut wood by hand for wintertime, firewood, not cross cut the saw.
What would a typical day be for you?
I'd probably maybe 8-10 years old, being up to do something down there.
Uh-huh. And you'd get up in the morning at what time, about 5:30 or?
Right, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
What would you do for the day?
Milk cows, feed the horse, and we'd go to school, come back, be same thing, needing feed, take care of the cattle, one thing down there. Get wood in. Wood was all cut by hand every time, burnt wood. And that's all I know. Nobody want to cut no wood.
Do you remember any special stories about growing up on the farm or anything?
I grew up on the farm. I've done a lot. I liked it. I liked farm work. I worked on the farm. I was 21 years old. And I got married and went to work for Harry T. Campbell on some tax there. Didn't go on after contractors. And worked them for a long time. And then I went to Stacey O'Millan Company. That's in Carver. East Carver, this ain't down anymore. They made the slate and roofing granules for these paper shingles and roofs. They made them there too. And I worked in there 29 months. And then I went and married Edgewood Arsenal. And I worked there 6 years and 2 days.
And what did you do at Edgewood?
I ain't supposed to tell it.
Oh, okay.
But I was the military secret work. Chemical warfare.
I see.
And I made some business trips for him at different military reservations. Chemical warfare. And then I left there and come to Bush's Corner up next to North Hartford High School. And run a gas station there. I was there 6 years. And I had to have an operation. And the doctor told me it'd be a year before I could do any lifting. So I sold out and come here a year later and built this. I was going to build down to 5 Forks where them Christmas trees that you passed. Mm-hmm. And changed my mind, built here before I lived here. And I thought, well, I'll be right closer to home. And I done very well satisfied that I built here.
How did you meet your wife?
Well, grew up together, yes. I knew her small. She knew one another small. In fact, her uncle lived down close to my home, but she was right up the road here by a mile.
So you knew her pretty much all your life?
Yeah, pretty much all my life.
Can you tell me about other changes in Harford County or in Pilesville area? What was the Depression like?
Rough. Bad time. Wouldn't know what to do with.
Tell me about that.
I work 50 cents a day, help the farmers. I'm lucky to get that. Maybe putting up hay or odds and ends. But they didn't do much harm. And I was a big dairy farm down below St. Mary's Church, a big farm from North Carolina. He had 3 men working on that farm, $15 a month. They made a lot of money, didn't they? they worked there several years for that. Finally, things started to pick up, they would move that and got away. I went to school with them. They were nice family of people.
How did you make ends meet at 50 cents a day? What did you have to do?
Well, I was at home and wasn't married. That it was just spending money, and of course I went to school, you know, just helping in the evening, or maybe like summertime, the school was out, school vacation.
Mm-hmm. What about your family farm? How did that do during the Depression?
Everybody had really rough times. It finally broke even, that's about it all.
What about some of the big changes in Harford County? Like, how did Conowingo Dam affect the area?
Well, it brought a lot of business in there. A lot of people moved in, malls, station worked there, but there wasn't no big money paid there when they built that dam. I think about $3 or $4 a day for labor and all like that. Now maybe the carpenters or mechanics get more money. Now, I know a lot of people worked out. That's when I was about 15 or 16 years old when we built that.
Do you remember anything about them building the Conowingo Dam?
Yeah, I've been there building, that's about all. I was going down there at time too, the fellows worked down there. The boys and I took him down the car and we got him in Harford a couple of times. Yeah, but that brought a lot of work in Harford County.
Do you remember the old Ma and Pa Railroad?
That's the one that went to Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. The one that came in with the people to go to the weekend.
Yeah. You see them walk down there, they put out Friday night, and Sunday evening, they got to take that train to Baltimore County. But it don't go anymore, it's gone. Went out of business.
You all had a dairy business, your dairy farm. Did your milk get picked up by the...
No, we halted the Constitution about 2 or 3 miles up the road over in Pennsylvania, right across the Maryland line. That was this stretch. Yeah, we had dairy carriages.
Do you remember any other stories from your early days here in Pilesville? What did you used to do for entertainment?
Well, back to one, I didn't do that. I only played ball. Now we met down on Fallen Brush at Children's Falls every evening, played ball. A whole bunch of boys would be there, played ball, different things there. Wasn't nothing going on, no moon picture ball or anything to go to.
Did you used to fish down in that area?
Fish, oh yeah, fish there. We used to go gigging there every night.
Gigging?
Gigging, you know what a gig is?
I do know what a gig is. What were you gigging for?
Fish.
Oh, uh-huh, I see.
Gigging the branch, yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Get in the branch.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, that gig, we made something look like that.
Sort of like your hand?
Yeah, mm-hmm. With teeth on it, about 4 feet 5. And had a handle about like a broom.
Like a broom handle?
Yeah, dig it and have a bag or something and put the fish in. It only went 2 or 3 nights a week.
So you'd actually stab the fish?
Yeah, stab the fish, yeah.
And that were in the brush, in the water, is that right?
In the water, you walk right up the branch. We have gum boots, I'll walk right up the branch. And I dig in, these 3 or 4 of us. We went, you put in there every night in summertime. There wasn't nothing else to do, no place to go.
What kind of fish were you getting?
So they called them mullets and mullet shells, just like the others would anymore. But what some call the mudsuckers was the mullet. Got that kind of mullet.
Mm-hmm. And were they a good eating fish?
Oh, yeah, they were good eating fish. A lamprey come up there, come out of this time of year, hot weather. They don't stay about 6 weeks, but they claim it was a deadly poison. And they had 7 holes down each side of the net. And we feed them for all night, a couple of hours, they'd be rotting. And they stay up there about a month, 6 weeks, didn't they? I don't know where they come from, but they'd go back.
What kind of fish were they?
Lampreys.
Oh, lampreys, yeah.
Yeah, they got about that long.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of fish would you see in the water there?
Well, that was about the end of it. Well, when they put a dam up down on Eden Mill on Deer Creek, and they had bass in there, they bought bass put in there, but you couldn't get them to cook or hook the line fish, the water was too deep to get in.
What else do you remember about your childhood here in Pilesville?
Well, I guess that's about all the good I know of, I can tell you offhand.
What changes have you seen in the area?
Through the Pilesville area?
Harford County area, yeah.
All kinds of houses have been built, everything. Roads been built. It was houses all through here, something terrible.
What were the roads like before?
They were just old county dirt roads. They wouldn't. Now, there was a hard road to Boucher's Corner, now looking over Harvard High School. That's crazy. State roads up front. And this is all from that since the depression. All these state roads up through the year.
And those were the only hard roads?
Yeah, they were the only hard road you had at that time. And then they built a mile from Boucher's Corner up to St. Mary's Church up that road.
What was it like traveling on those dirt roads?
Well, it was all right in summertime, wintertime, and they'd freeze, get muddy, and it was rough traveling. In fact, there wasn't many automobiles back in times either. Mm-hmm. Very few cars, you see. I remember when this road was built here, when a fellow who had 2 daughters went to Jarrisville High School, and they'd drive an old milk truck out to Norrisville, catch the bus. 9 o'clock in the morning after left, didn't see many cars, but now there's all kinds of traffic on this road. It's lousy at night.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let up to it all night long.
Can you tell me about some of the other changes in the area?
Well, all them mills on farm right there are all closed and gone. No more business on it at all. But all I can tell you outside these roads been built and houses and buildings went on. There's no business built up in here anymore.
What were the mills? What kind of mills were they?
They made flour and buckwheat and cornmeal. Then these other sawmills, they sawed lumber out, different things. And the tan yard, they made leather there, but how it was made, I don't know. Now they had a couple places around, and a couple places road, they had pits, round holes dug in the ground with dry stone walls in. And they put them hides in there, preserve them somehow. I don't know how long it'd be in there.
Were the pits reinforced around the outside?
Dry stone walls.
Dry stone.
Yeah, down, they dig a hole down, it was round. No more, and these stones were placed in there tight. I think let the water soak through the ground. And there were several of them down there. There was a woman killed there in this tan yard named Mae Sanders. And,
her name was Mae Sanders?
Mae Sanders.
Mae Sanders. How was she killed?
By some fellow stuck a hat pin in her ear and killed her. To find her. How they found her is in the woods down there, drove up.
In the what?
In the wooded area.
In the wooded area.
So when I was clear ground blow up there, they found her up in the woods a little way. How they found her, she had a white collar. and it was hanging on a bush. And somebody seen Hannah and walked up and I seen her land. I did. She was going to some of the relations down the other end of that branch walking. And the fella was getting his last rites. He admitted to killing her. It was my wife, but I don't know what his name, but I did hear her. And my grandfather told me that he got her all around there. I'd, back them times, I'd heard she was pulled by horses. One of the automobiles pulled by horses and went over here. The hearse and hauled her out of there. They buried her.
Do you remember why he killed her?
No, I never heard. I never heard anything about that. Why he done it?
And your grandfather had to help pull her out with the hearse.
Yeah, he buried
her. Oh, because he was the undertaker.
He was the undertaker.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the price it cost. And they made him out of. Made the coffins out of walnut, cherry, and the rough box. That's what they use now to use cement box. Made it out of oak. Mm-hmm. $10 for the box, and $50, $60 for the coffin. It all depends on where you got a walnut or a cherry. And I don't know which was the highest. And they were around $50 to $60.
Big difference now, huh?
Yeah. My wife died 6 years ago, cost me over $6,000. I had a lot of money now.
Yeah.
At that time, they didn't embalm a body, they put it on ice. You ever tell of that?
Mm-mm.
Well, he had two sizes, two or three sizes of boxes. I had three, small for children, then he had a bigger one for women, and a bigger box for men. And them boxes were made wide, and they put the body in, and then had a metal island down over. And there was space between her and the coffin, outside the coffin. And the metal was like that to her. And they put ice on her, and then the bomb body put ice around her. And I seen that done 2 times. I wouldn't go put ice around her. And that's how they probably, I think, got $2 for that. That's a lot of money.
And was that for the viewing?
That was for the viewing. When they buried her, when they took her out of that ice box, you know, like from the day she died to a clear viewing, they took her out and put her in a coffin. And the coffin was $50, $60. Don't know whether they got a walnut or a cherry.
And so they put him in ice for the viewing, and then they
took it out of here.
Took it out of
here. And I put her in ice till the viewing, and get her ready, or get the person ready for burning, you know, and put him in this box, and put this ice around. Cut the ice. That's a lot of money right
now. Yeah.
Pulled the hearse by horses. Pulled the hearse by horses.
Do you remember anything else about the businesses?
Well, that's about all that I really know of right offhand. There's a big store down on this road goes into St. Mary's way across it. There's two stores there, and the creamery there are gone. And right after the road here, about a mile and a half, there's another creamery, it's gone. All closed up and gone. In fact, there ain't no business up in here anymore, as I know of. In Delta, one time, there's all kinds of business in Delta, Pennsylvania. Slate quarries, marble quarries, asbestos quarries. Not asbestos and marble come through piles still. There's a big farmer still there. They dug asbestos there for years, several years. And two brothers from North Carolina bought it, Todd brothers, they stopped them digging. Beautiful farm. And a house on it, lady, one of the ladies told me that her family had it built. It took them 2 years to build the house. 3 stories high, still great big stone house. And the stones were all picked off the farm.
And where's that?
That's right up in Piles. In fact, it comes into Piles. You know, in the old Piles Road, it could have come down. Like my wife, you come right by it. That's a nice ring rip through there. But I always had in mind, from down here in Deer Creek, up through Fileville to the river in Pennsylvania, some of the nice land around, beautiful land up through there. When you go back, if you want to see it, you get down to Five Forks, that's 24.
Mm-hmm.
You take that, get down by 2 miles, you come to North Harvard High School, you know where that's at. We take that right on through Fileville. Oh, and you go up the old, go into Fileville and get the old road out of Fileville and go up through there and look up that valley. There's beautiful through there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It always took my eye up through that nice scenery.
Do you know how Pilesville got its name?
No, I don't. Would have the slightest idea. Unless maybe some piles might have lived there sometime.
Right.
Back, I don't know. Those people I knew there were Carolina, and they've been dead for a long time. He had a son. He did, had two daughters out there, all dead and gone. And that was a lot of business there in Pilesville.
What's the biggest change that you've seen in Harford County?
Well, all these houses have been built, these roads have been all built through here. They've made a big change.
What was the biggest difference between growing up here yourself and your children growing up here?
Well, they had a little better life now. I had to work, they didn't. Back when I was a child, everybody worked. The only boys helped outside the farm, the girls helped in the house.
What were some of your responsibilities on the farm?
Well, milking 2 cows and cutting wood, carrying wood in.
Mm-hmm.
That was my job. Had to do that, carry wood in.
Do you have water in the house then?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like that. The house had a natural flow from the spring. About halfway over the house. But outside, they went on, had a pipe up in the air, and it was a bridge up there, and going down to cattle more. And that's where they got their water through that.
So you had to haul water into the house, too?
Yeah.
Did your mother do a lot of canning?
Oh, my Lord, yeah, done a lot of canning. Yeah.
What kinds of things would she can?
Canned tomatoes, corn, and beans, all kinds of stuff.
Did you ever help out at all with the household stuff?
Yeah, I did in the odds and ends, help her pick beans and stem and one thing or another.
What do you remember most about your childhood?
Well, I had to work. I had a certain job doing it, homeschooling, that's what we done. Every year we'd have the same job each evening, like falling milk and one thing, like feeding. Going down hay.
Did you get some of the machines that came in for the farm machines that help with the hay and things like that?
Did I get some of them?
Did your father's farm, I mean,
get the... He had a farm,
so how did things change when the machines came in?
Well, I'd draw horse drawn stuff back then, but now it's different. No horse drawn farm. No horse drawn farm anymore.
Tell me what it was like before you got those machines. How would you go through the hay process, for instance?
Well, I'd have to mow it down with a pair of horses, what you call a mowing machine. Cut about 5 foot wide, 4 by 5 foot wide. You cut that down into how to, what you call a horse rake. You rake that up and bunch it, and I'd pitch it on the hand on the wagon off the barn and throw it off in the barn. That was usual this hot weather job.
Mm-hmm.
That time of year.
And was it baled then?
No, it wasn't no baling back then. And I'd done the first baling, but now all kinds of baling. No, back it wasn't no baling back then. All done by hand.
It was just left loose then in the hay loft.
Yeah. Well, it'd rake it up with what's called a horse rake, had a rake. Teeth that made something like that, and drag it. And get it fully raised up and up in the floor and get another rope. And you roll that up and bunch it and put it on the wagon and had to throw it off the hand. With a little bit of work to it.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take to do your...
Well, I imagine around a week, 2 weeks job. It all depends on how much you would have out, your crops. An average farmer would have a week to 2 weeks of it. And some of the bigger farmers maybe longer. Some would have two or three different breeds of hay cut later in the season. But this, like right now, was the main hay season, this hot weather, in June. July was wheat time.
How did that change when you got the farm machines?
Well, the combines come out, you got the bond combine, and finally the binders were done away with. In fact, I read a little hematoma on the binder, they had what to call a cradle and then cut it by hand. I'll show you one, don't forget it. Cut it by hand, lay on the swamp like that. A cradle of what the size blade on was 5 teeth in, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they'd roll that and roll, line over the door, then they'd rake it and have a wooden rake and rake that in bunches. And then tie it with a bundle about like that. I never could tie it. I don't know why I tried, but never could tie it. I used to pitch it on, it wasn't that big bundle, but it raked up a small bundle. Then they'd haul that and put it in the barn, and then tie it down again. Have these combines and slice it right out of the field. And no raking to it anymore. Mm-hmm. But all that was done by hand. And anybody could do it. I couldn't make much of a job out. They just cut that a little swamp right then and kind of raised up and it would fall off the cradle in the road. And it had a wooden rake about that wide. And they raked that and bundled. And somebody come along back and tie it. And the ones tied it all, I don't know why, gosh. So over their head, the bundle. What the idea was for it, but that's what they would do.
What about the milking?
It's done by hand. But now they got the milk machines now. They're all hand milking. We had 8-10 cows. It didn't take as long to milk.
How long would it take to milk 8 or 10 cows by hand?
About a half hour. Then the dying mother, she can know what she milked. 2 cows, I milk one, I was a poor milker.
You say your mother? Your...
Yeah, she was. Oh, yeah, she could milk cow fast. But I was poor milker.
Do you remember any other family stories about being on that farm?
No, that's about all that I know. Well, lots of, now, before they had sawmills, huge house frames and barn frames, that was a broad, what's called a broad axe. You ever see a broad axe?
I don't know.
Well, I'll show you one, don't forget it. Blade on about that long, and then match that in and hew that out. I got some huge logs in that house, under the main part of it, huge logs. On the main part of the trip. I got two out of an old house down in California. One that cement kitchen, that's what I got. And they put it down in that kitchen there. And they hewed that with his board axe. That weighed about that long, about 4 pounds. And they would all hew that with his board axe there and hew it together. Before they had these sawmills.
Mm-hmm. Is that how all the houses were built then?
Yeah, that was the frame made. The frame was all house and barns all cut out by them. Didn't for a while tell you none of that history?
I'm sorry?
Didn't for a while tell you none of that history?
I never actually met Mrs. Wiley.
Oh, you never met her?
No, She was the one who recommended you, but I haven't actually met her.
Well, she didn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't have the opportunity. Yeah.
She was a nice woman.
Can you tell me something about the history of this area?
Well, I don't know much about it, though. You're too crazy. Don't in the center. There's no stores anymore. I'll never forget a fellow walked in there one time, got a loaf of bread from me, and held it up one of the windows and said, see that? Yeah, you're paying dollar loaf for it now. It's about 30 cents. I just $1.50. Now I don't know what it is. And he said, I'll tell you another thing, you'd be hunting gas. You'd have to go hunt gas. He told me the truth on that. Mm-hmm. I was out the road 2 miles north still. There were 3 or 4 gas stations in there. None there. Not all of them. Corn Grove was 4 or 5. one in Fondue. Because that, and that one Fondue might, you got to have some kind of a test or it make sure coming up, the ground is desaturating the ground, why it'll have to go.
Mm.
It don't look too good for the gasoline business up into here.
What else do you remember about the Depression? About prices and things like that?
Well, that was rough. What, no work. No work. I tell you, the farmers had no money. When they didn't have no money, there wasn't none. There wasn't no circulation. That Mr. Lewis I tell you about, had him farm down there. He had 3 months hand, $15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. They got 4 o'clock in the morning, milk carries to 7, 8 o'clock at night. And that he wasn't the only one. That all any of them ever made was, if you had a job about $15 a week, or a month rather, maybe get a free house rent. Some of them have a tenant house, you get the house rent free.
Anything else that you can tell me about the way Pilesville has changed in your lifetime here?
Well, there's a lot of business out there, ain't there now, it's just big. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, there won't be nothing there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to see that with all the big business there. And up through Delta, you never know now, but you ever up through Delta Main Street?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a boy, there's 8 or 9 stores up there. There ain't one there now. I don't believe up Main Street. Was 3 or 4 in Whiteford. You can see there was, they were big stores. In 1946, I went down that gas station in Boucher Corner, North Harvard, I was telling you about. And Greenwood Brothers had a store in Whiteford, and they went to wholesale. I was going every day, every day. Now the stores are all gone. Ain't none up there anymore. There's 9 stores up there now. Whiteford down. All gone. That don't look too good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Well, Lewis still and I are doing registration, you can't come through it. That Christian built there. That guy done a big cover business there. Over at Christian.
Have there been any good changes in the area?
No, not that I know of.
Do you remember any other stories from your childhood or growing up here?
Not offhand. I don't. Maybe I can think of them after you go.
Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah.